Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Renowned attorney Randy Zellin is with us talking about Koberger and some requests that have recently been made, some motions that have been put up. One of those specifically asking for no cameras and no audio in the courtroom of his upcoming trial in October. Randy, let's just start there. Is this something that should be entertained? Does it benefit both the prosecution and the defense? Let's start with, what is your opinion on cameras in a courtroom in general? You've been in this world for quite a while.
I, believe it or not, and this is coming from someone who spends a fair amount of time in the media, I don't like them.
Okay.
I understand the public's need for transparency and to promote confidence in our system of justice, which is why we don't like to seal papers and seal files, and why courtrooms are open to the public where anyone can walk in and sit down and watch the trial. But for me, cameras in the courtroom invariably have an impact on behavior. And whether it's playing to the camera, whether it's worrying about how I look on camera, whether I'm worried about perception when people watch it, I just think we all tend to behave differently when there's a camera on us. So I don't believe that there should be cameras in the courtroom when there are proceedings going on. I think it impacts the judgment and the decisions of everyone, including a judge, because now the judge is on camera. And now maybe the judge has to be concerned, well, how am I going to be perceived tonight on the news? Or how am I going to be perceived for people who are live streaming this? And I just believe that it is unfair to everyone in that courtroom. There should be no outside influences. If we tell jurors that you're to leave everything outside of the courtroom except your common sense and your life experiences, I think once you bring cameras into the courtroom, you're bringing something else in now for the lawyers and the judge and the parties, that it is an ask that to me should not be asked of. And I do not believe that cameras should be in the courtroom.
One of the things that they were citing was cameras in the courtroom will increase people analyzing his behavior. That's been their complaint from day one, with unfounded opinions hurting his credibility. His credibility has been hurt, I think, naturally without everybody analyzing it. But at the same point, is not having cameras in the courtroom in this case specifically, once this trial gets underway, we're then not necessarily worried about tainting a jury pool because that will already be there. But
absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah. Remember, every pretrial proceeding that is on camera, a potential juror has the opportunity to watch it or discuss it with someone else who's watched it. And it's just one more layer of concern that you've got a juror walking in who has been tainted, who has any level of prejudgment, even if it's something that's not just right in that juror's face. It could be under the line, behind the scenes, deeply rooted in that person's brain, where maybe they don't even realize that they've already been touched and have a judgment about this case. It's going to be difficult enough finding fair and impartial jurors without having to move this case to Mars. Why add to that by now allowing the entire proceedings before you get to the trial to be televised?
Sure. So I'm assuming you're very much in favor of the gag order that is in place right now and in favor of it sticking around until the trial actually begins.
Yeah, and I understand the First Amendment. And again, I understand transparency. Mm-hmm. But I, to me, what should be most important, and I say this honestly, not simply that the defendant get a fair trial, but that the government get a fair trial also. Everyone is entitled to a fair trial. And when you start making what we call extrajudicial statements, when you start talking about a case before the case is being tried, whether you're doing it purposely or not, you are potentially reaching a juror who doesn't even know that he or she is a juror yet. And that is something that will invariably affect the trial. So let's do everything that we can. No more than when you walk into an operating room, the operating room is sterile. And it's sterile for a reason.
Yeah.
So should a courtroom.
It's a very interesting analogy. I really like that. We also recently learned from apparently an old job application about some of Koberger's skills, one of which appears to be lying, because the resume, once it was fact-checked, it really didn't check out that well at all. But the skills listed are very creepy, considering his charges. Goes on to talk about his amazing knife skills when it comes to filleting fish, which we also learned was false by communicating with the owner of that business. His upper body strength from boxing all the time. That one does check out. And being a skilled debate speaker. I don't think there's any record of that really being anywhere. Are these things, as minute as they may seem, it's just a little piece of something that somebody found that had his name on it and go, wow, we didn't know that about him. Are things like this, do they have an impact on a trial that's upcoming when we learn little nuggets about filleting fish or things of that nature, just the optics of it?
Listen, if a medical examiner or an expert can testify that based upon the wounds after examination of the decedent's body, that there was some uniqueness, there was some appearance of skill associated with the wounds, that could be relevant.
Sure.
But short of that, to me, the prejudice there and the ability to start connecting dots that don't necessarily merit connection, that's where trials get tainted and where people get convicted based upon evidence that is not relevant and based upon what we call a propensity, meaning I'm not convicting you based upon the evidence in this case. I'm convicting you based upon other things that went on. Well, if you did that, then you must have done this.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Renowned attorney Randy Zellin, thank you for that conversation. Always very fascinating to discuss. these cases with you. Hey, if you like the podcast and our discussions and want to get to them ad-free, sign up to Apple Podcasts. Become a premium subscriber of not only this podcast, but all of our podcasts. When you sign up to become a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts, you get access to all of it. Yeah, for one simple subscription fee. You get that, you get access to all of our podcasts in their entirety, no ads. It's on Apple Podcasts. Check out the option to be a premium subscriber there. You can even try it for 3 days free. My name is Tony Bruschi. You can follow me on Twitter at TonyBPod. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Are you someone who watches every true crime documentary the day that it releases and then find yourself always wanting to know more, Googling the timelines, red flags, and then falling into the social media rabbit hole? Well, I'm here to do all of that for you, bringing the facts, theories, and details that no one else is covering on my hit true crime podcast, Serialistly with Annie Elise. Whether it's everything with the Idaho 4 case now that the documents are unsealed, or shocking cases you've never heard of, packed with love triangles, cults, and twists you won't see coming. With over 1 million downloads a week, I break it down for you just like your best friend would. Serialistly with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts.